This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
On the brink.
The situation inside Gaza City hospitals is increasingly dire.
Funding the government.
We can't sit back and do nothing.
End of a presidential campaign.
I think the message is clear for me right now.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Israeli troops surround the largest medical complex in Gaza. The military says Hamas is using it as a base, and medical personnel and patients are human shields. CBS's Rami Innocencio has the latest.
Al-Shifa was already in crisis before the power went out over the weekend. After more than a week of Israeli bombardment around Gaza's biggest hospital. Death outside with bodies piling up, death inside with incubators shutting down. Across northern Gaza, without anesthesia and without light, doctors carry on. Israel says Hamas complexes lie under Al-Shifa, which the group denies. Under international law, hospitals are protected, but if misused, can become legitimate targets.
History will judge us.
Andrea De Domenico is the UN head for humanitarian affairs in Jerusalem.
Even when then is justifiable, then you have to make any effort possible to protect civilians.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. carried out a third round of airstrikes yesterday inside Syria, targeting a facility the Pentagon says has ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
These strikes are intended to disrupt and degrade the freedom of action and capabilities of these groups, which are directly responsible for attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria.
Well, Congress has till Friday to pass a government funding bill to avoid a shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
In a conference call this weekend with House Republicans, newly minted Speaker Mike Johnson proposed a two-step solution to temporarily extend government funding through a continuing resolution, or CR.
There's nothing magical or mysterious about it. It would just be effectively two phases.
The first extension would go through January 19, 2024, and include funding for agencies like transportation, housing, agriculture, and energy, while other departments like defense, homeland security, and state would remain funded through February 2nd. The so-called laddered approach is designed to buy House Republicans more time to pass longer-term spending bills and does not include emergency aid requested by the White House for Israel, Ukraine, or the border, which would be considered separately. The White House called it an unserious proposal, though some congressional Democrats aren't closing the door.
I don't like this laddered CR approach. It looks gimmicky to me. But I'm open to what the House is talking about. The priority has to be keeping the government open.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is stepping out of the Republican race for president. His announcement on Fox News was a surprise for staffers and donors.
I'm going to recommend that the voters study each candidate and their candidacies and frankly, their past and make the best decision for the future of the country. The best way for me to be helpful is to not weigh in on who they should endorse.
Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, entered the race with the most cash but couldn't generate interest in GOP polls. Now to Los Angeles. CBS's Carter Evans has more on a fire that burned underneath a now closed section of Interstate 10 over the weekend, causing disruption for hundreds of thousands of commuters.
The infamous traffic in Los Angeles is about to get a lot worse after a massive fire so hot it melted metal guardrails burned for hours underneath the I-10 this weekend. The fire roared through industrial storage lots, burning up wooden pallets and parked cars, the intense heat damaging concrete support pillars. 300,000 drivers depend on it for their daily commutes, but the closure will affect millions, from I-10 drivers to those on neighboring freeways as well as surrounding communities, as commuters try to get around the closure.
It's of significant consequence to the economy, the health, and safety of Angelenos.
It's so bad, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency and is requesting assistance for the White House. Hazmat teams will remain on the scene today. They need to make sure the area is safe before fire investigators and engineers start their own critical work, inspecting the bridge deck and columns to determine the extent of the damage.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Donald Trump Jr. returns to the witness stand today at the New York civil fraud trial as the defense opens its case. The former president's son was among family members who were called earlier by prosecutors. Trump Jr. insisted he never worked on the annual financial statements at the heart of the case. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has the latest on a military helicopter crash over the weekend in the eastern Mediterranean that killed five American service members.
The military says the aircraft went down during a routine air refueling mission. The Pentagon has sent additional forces to the region. The five service members were part of special operations forces deployed to Cyprus in the event an evacuation of Americans in Lebanon or Israel is ordered.
Two children and three adults were shot at a flea market in Pearland, Texas, south of Houston. One of the children died at a hospital. Chad Rogers is with the local police.
This started because there was a disturbance between two individuals at the flea market that resulted in gunfire. I'm not sure if they both had firearms. I do not know the number of rounds that were fired.
At last word, a suspect was still at large. The company that owns Zelle, the payment app operated by seven major banks, says refunds are starting to go out to customers who were duped into sending money to scammers. Some had the phony look of a government agency, bank, or service provider. Lawmakers estimate Zelle users lost $400 million to fraud in 2021 alone. Overseas, rescuers are digging through dirt and parts of a collapsed road tunnel to reach 40 workers trapped by a landslide in northern India. Authorities say everyone is safe and they've been supplied with oxygen and water. CBS's Matt Piper has the latest holiday travel forecast.
AAA projects 55.4 million of us will head 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving. Most will drive, though it expects that 4.7 million people will fly. The number of people traveling by cruise, bus, and train over Thanksgiving is up nearly 11% over last year. The busiest time to drive, the day before Thanksgiving, from 2 to 6 p.m.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Superheroes can do a lot, but they can't make us go to the movies.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe just hit a new low.
What is happening to me?
The Marvels debuted with just $47 million, the sequel earning less than a third than its predecessor, Captain Marvel. It's also the first Marvel movie led by three women and the first directed by a black woman.
I could totally show you.
No! Analysts blame superhero fatigue from possible oversaturation. It's the MCU's 33rd installment.
Hello?
Five Nights at Freddy's came in second this weekend with $9 million. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour film made about $6 million. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Google says it's removed a trail from its Maps app that doesn't exist in remote British Columbia. Two hikers who used it earlier this month got hopelessly lost, got stranded on cliffs, and had to be rescued by a helicopter. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.